According to the Mayo Clinic researchers, between 10 and 20% of Americans will have an acute anxiety and panic attack at some time in their lives, and 5% will have repetitive panic attacks within their life. Now, I know that when we say there's over 30 million Americans, that number, actually, I need to tell you, in the research is really increasing at a very rapid rate. And where it used to be thought that it was more of a disorder that was associated with females, what we're really finding is that males are actually being involved in the process more than even women, more than they were, just from the standpoint that we're under so much stress. A Harvard study actually showed people who react to stress by becoming short in breathing, where their heartbeat becomes rapid and shallow, where they actually experience that nausea in the stomach itself that's associated with stress, are actually four times more likely to become physically ill in the form of an anxiety attack than those who don't react to stress that same way. What we're learning about these different disorders is the fact that they really don't discriminate age-wise either. They can affect people in their teen years, through their middle age years, and then even later in life, when many of the everyday stressors that can trigger the different anxiety disorders themselves are minimized or eliminated. We're now, some of the latest research is showing that we're actually starting to see a lot of the panic disorders, and when I say that, I'm really talking about post-traumatic stress syndrome. We're actually being able to evaluate, observe it, and then measure it from the standpoint that we're being able to actually see that trauma happening at a very, very early age. It can be even at birth. It can be at 2 and 3 years old. It can be something that can happen at 5 years old. But now what we're beginning to learn is when we really come into that kind of panic syndrome associated with anxiety disorders, that we are seeing it at a much, much earlier age. We're able to diagnose it at a much earlier age. And then as a result, we're being able to help children at an earlier age learn how to deal with it. We're also learning that panic disorders are affecting the elderly more. I mentioned that. But what it is that we're finding that it's affecting the elderly more, not so much because of what we associate the stress triggers that go along with anxiety, but because of the type of medications that are now being used in seniors to be able to help them manage maybe diabetes or to manage high blood pressure or to manage even Alzheimer's and some of the other disorders, that what we're finding is that there's an increase in the elderly that's experiencing this because it's really tied more to medication, where if we went back 10 years ago, we weren't finding that elevated level and numbers in the elderly.